Flamborough today received the following letter to the editor from reader Ed Mizzi. I have always supported local news and my community here in Flamborough. Over the years, I have written several letters to the editor and even had my own driver's ed column back in the day. I read every edition of Flamborough today, as it is important to me to keep up with what's happening in Waterdown and the surrounding area. And I still miss the review that used to come to my home. However, over the past few months I have become rather concerned about the political slant that the publication is taking, and it troubles me, from articles to cartoons, but especially the cartoons by Steve Nies. While I realize that political cartoons are meant to be provocative and humorous, it is simply too obvious that they lean to the right and sometimes far right, continually bashing Trudeau, the Liberals and the NDP. But what broke the camel's back, for me, was Nies blaming the Postal Union, CUPW, for the strike and for ruining Christmas. These postal workers work as hard as anyone else, and their right to strike must be respected and supported, and as a former teacher, I know what it's like to be bashed by people who know nothing about the education system and solidarity, along with social justice. Before we judge, let's first walk a day in their shoes. I was tempted to simply unsubscribe from this publication, but that solves nothing and denies me news about Flamborough, the area I have lived in for over 40 years. So I've reconsidered and I've decided to stay. Thanks to all the journalists who work hard bringing us unbiased articles and keeping us in touch with our neighborhoods. Sincerely, Ed Mizzi, Waterdown.